Been coming for years and just enjoyed it. And I just like being here. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse number 14. Bible says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry." Look at verse 22. "Beginning from the baptism of John," verse 21, "Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." This morning I want to preach to you a few minutes on Jesus Bunch. Amen. Jesus Bunch. I'm one of Jesus Bunch, and I'm not ashamed of it this morning. This bunch of folks here, a few days before, they had been scared to death and in hiding. But now they are getting ready to come out. The Holy Ghost is getting ready to fall on them. They're sitting in obedience to Jesus' command. He told them to go back to Jerusalem and wait there till the Spirit endued them with power. And so here after his ascension, they're obedient to him. They've returned together to the upper room, a familiar place. The 11 apostles temporarily stay in there until such time that God moves on them of what to do. Amen. And we see this bunch, according to Webster, a bunch is a group or a collection of like things put together to form a cluster. Amen. That's the way God put us together. We ought to be a cluster. There ought to be unity. There ought to be one accord. That would be his will for us. I want to be one of his bunch. Amen. Verse 14 tells me that they were a persevering bunch. They were a persevering bunch. They all continued, it says there in verse 14. Some of them from the beginning, verse 22 tells. Some of them had been there since the baptism of John. They had listened to John. They had come to him and heard what he had to say about a Savior coming. And here they believed it from the very beginning, and they were with him from the start. And Peter stood up and said, "We need to replace old Judas. We need 12 witnesses here. And we need to get somebody who's been in this thing from the very beginning." Amen. And they were a persevering bunch. They would not be deterred. There was no slowing them down now. They had seen the risen Christ. Amen. They realized everything he had told them was so. They realized everything he told them was true. It wasn't just a story, but it was something real. And they said, "We're going to stick with this stuff. We's about to quit. We's about to go back to fishing. But we've seen the risen Christ. And boy, we can't quit now." They would not be deterred. They would not be detoured. There was only one way, and they were going that way. I'm going that way. I hope you're going that way. I hope you're in the bunch. Amen. I hope you're in the cluster that he's put together. They would not be detoured. They would not be derailed. They didn't want to get off track anymore. Old Peter, 40 days ago, he was off track. He had to have the rooster preach to him and tell him all about it. Just like Jesus told you, it's going to be that way. Boy, they've learned a lesson now. It's just like Jesus told them. It's happening just like he said. He died. He rose again. He ascended back from heaven. And they said, "You got to go out and wait until the Spirit comes on you." But he said, "Boy, this bunch, we're not going to be derailed." They were a persevering bunch. They were a purposeful bunch. They were with one accord. 12 times in the New Testament, it talks about one accord. 11 times in the book of Acts. That early church, they knew what they was there for. It was about Jesus. It wasn't about trash cans and carpets and colors and fans and lights. It's about Jesus. They didn't get sidetracked on all this other stuff. They were purposeful in what they were doing. Oh, Peter wasn't a spouting. Thomas wasn't a doubting. James and John wasn't a shouting fire down from heaven. Oh, Philip wasn't counting. You know, he's the one that counted the treasury and said, we ain't got enough to feed this bunch. You know, you'll have one in every bunch. They want to count and tell you what you can't do. I want somebody to tell them what we can do. Amen. Oh, Jesus bunch. Nobody was a pouting. Amen. Oh, this is a good bunch right here. It says they in ministry, verse 17. Ministry. You know what ministry is? Well, it's a place of humility. Oh, ministry today is stick my thumb in my lapel and see how big I am. Oh, but ministry then didn't pay off like it does today in some places. There was humility. There was no dissension. They were happy. There was no disturbance. They were in harmony. There was no discord. This bunch was a purposeful bunch. They were there together with one accord. And this bunch was a praying bunch. Verse 14, they were there in one accord in prayer and supplication. Boy, they prayed for supply. Boy, we have so much today, we don't think about supply a whole lot. Not till we lose something or we're really in need or there's something missing. Then, oh Lord, what are we going to do? Well, they prayed for supply, supplication. They prayed for supply. God, I need you. I need your help if I'm going to witness, if I'm going to preach, if I'm going to teach, if I'm going to be faithful to the house of God. I'm going to need some help, amen. This old flesh will hold me back, but this was a praying bunch. They prayed for supply. It doesn't say so, but I believe they prayed for souls. I believe they finally got it. They'd had 3.5 years of training and they hadn't got it. But when they seen that risen Savior, so I got it now. Men are going to hell and we got to tell them that Jesus has died and rose again for them. Boy, there's a praying bunch. Verse 24 says there's a praying for guidance. There's a praying for guidance, it says there. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two hast Thou chosen. They wanted to put the right man in the right job. It wasn't a matter of qualifications. It wasn't a matter of who was most popular, which one we liked the best. They said, God, give us the right man. I tell you, that'll help a whole lot of churches. It'll help a whole lot of deacon boards. It'll help you and me to get in a place where God wants us to be and pray about God's guidance in the things that we do. Verse 25, they prayed for God's glory that we may... They may take part of this ministry and the apostleship from which Judas failed by transgression. Boy, they prayed for God's glory. We want God's touch on this thing. There is something here. He's given us a ministry. He's given us something to do. He said, boy, I want you to do it. I want you to do it like you want it done. Help us, Lord. Help us. They're praying. It's a praying bunch. There's a persevering bunch. There's a purposeful bunch. There's a praying bunch. And there's a precious bunch. Verse 15 said there's about 120 of them. There's about 120. I said there's a precious bunch. It says, verse 14, they were with the women. Now that's one accord. Yeah. All these fussing disciples, they're getting together. These women, they're all together. They got that one accord. It's a precious bunch. Yeah. They're all together with Mary, it says, the mother of Jesus. Amen. She had been there from before the beginning of all this. Yeah. Imagine Mary. What she went through. Bible says, thou art highly favored. Imagine when she told the older women that she was with child and wasn't married yet. I bet she didn't feel all that favored on that day when it began to show, when everybody began to know and they began to whisper and talk behind her back. But Mary stayed there faithful. God picked the right one. You know, if God picks them, it'll be the right one. She stayed faithful through the whole thing. She was there at the beginning. She's right here when the thing gets started and it gets off the ground. She was a chosen vessel of God and yielded herself to be faithful unto Him. And I'm going to tell you what, I know He's going to be faithful unto me. If I'll be faithful unto Him. Matter of fact, He's faithful when I'm not faithful. He's good when I'm not good. He's precious when I'm not precious. He's easy to get along with when I ain't easy to get along with. He's my Savior, and I appreciate Him. Boy, this is a precious bunch, and when they come together, boy, there ain't nothing God can't do in this world when the bunch will come together. And here they are, James, his brethren. Not only this Mary and the men and the disciples, but his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon, Judas, these and his sisters. Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 tells us that Mary and Joseph had other children, these half-brothers and sisters, if you will, of Jesus. They didn't believe, according to John chapter 7, they didn't believe till after the resurrection. They grew up with this fella. He was the good kid. He's a kid that didn't ever do nothing wrong. He's a kid that they tried to tattletale on, and Mary wouldn't believe a word of it. She knew better. She knew who he was all the time. But here we see here his brethren. They finally come around to the thinking. They said, you know, I remember as a kid, we used to pick on him all the time because he wouldn't ever get in no trouble. He wouldn't ever run where we run. He wouldn't go where we go. He wouldn't do what we did. I remember that. He said, he really is the Savior. And these two men, Justice and Matthew, said, we know they were there from the beginning. Oh, these are the ones we know of the 120. I wonder if old Lazarus was there, and Mary, and Martha, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus. Oh, there's a whole bunch that we don't know that was there, but there's 120 of them, and they were a precious bunch. One day we're going to be in a precious bunch that no man can number. What a cluster that's going to be. What a bunch that's going to be when they get over there praising his holy name. Blessing his name for what he's done. Never forgetting what he's done for us. Seeing him as a lamb freshly slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, what a Savior. You know that, what a bunch that's going to be. Some have gone on. Precious ones have left us of the bunch. We can go back years and remember Grandma and Grandpa and old preachers that we have. Folks have been a blessing to us, and old Sunday school teachers when we were boys and girls. Oh, what a bunch he's a-gathering up there. I'm going to tell us why they put flowers in a vase. They're prettier in a bunch, amen? And he's put us together in Jesus' bunch. I'm one of Jesus' bunch. Some are gone on and some are still here. But I want to be part of the bunch, amen? A persevering bunch, a purposeful bunch, a prayerful bunch, a precious bunch. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm going to make you ruler over a few things. And boy, whatever he does for me, it'll be better than I deserve. He's better to me every day than I am to him. What a privilege it is to be one of Jesus' bunch. Oh, I want to be like them. I want to be together. I want to be in one accord. I want Jesus to be the center of my attention. I want to see him as my resurrected Savior who's gone back to heaven to sit at the right hand to make intercession for me. I want to be one of his bunch. I want to be considered precious. I don't want to be that one that comes in and they say, oh, Brother David's here. Oh, but I want Jesus to go with me and make me what I ought to be. I want to be one of Jesus' bunch. I want it to show to this old world who I belong to, whose I am and whom I serve. What a precious Savior he is today. Bless his name. Thank you.